really honored to be here. I can't tell you how excited it is. I feel so excited. And my emails I'm sending to my friends, greetings from Hong Kong, from the Orient. You know, it sounds so, I don't know, it sounds so exotic. And it's been a dream of mine to always come to China. I didn't know how I would get here or what I would be doing here. I'll just tell you a little bit about myself. I'm from Toronto, so I bring greetings from Pastors Rob and Mary Lee from Axe Fellowship in Toronto. My husband and I are very good friends with them, and so they send their greetings, and yay, I heard Avril Lavigne, our good Canadian girl, singing on that. I was like, yes. You know, she was brought up in an evangelical, born-again Christian church in Sudbury? It's Sudbury up in the north, Ontario, so she's got the word in there somewhere, so if you ever think to pray for her, you know that she would get saved. Anyways, thank you so much, Pastor, for having us here. It's a real honor, and his children are gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. I wanted to just, if we can just say a quick prayer. I know that you had a little bit of a fender bender on the way over, so just close your eyes with me for 1 minute. I just want to pray over them. And Father, we just pray against any trauma. Mind, spirit, body, soul, over the children, husband and wife. Lord, I know this was just not a big deal, but Father, I just pray your covering over the car and over this beautiful family, Father, that what the enemy meant for evil, Lord, you would turn it around for good. In Jesus' name, amen. So praise God. I was preparing to come, and I said, Lord, I want a now word for these people. I want a Kairos word for the right people at the right time. And over, the word kept coming to me, enlargement. Now, we just saw a great women's ministry video, so some of my terminology is going to be very geared towards women's understanding. So, guys, I apologize for that right off, but try and get your head around it anyways. It will make sense. What I felt the Lord saying was, this is a season of enlargement. This congregation, it's like a spiritual womb. This is the kind of language I'm talking about, okay? So it's a spiritual womb in here. And even during the worship, it was like all these babies kicking inside, wanting to get out. And I was like, wow, there's an excitement, there's an anticipation coming in here in your spirit. And what God, what is God doing? What is God saying today in his kingdom? What is he saying to the church, to his sons and his daughters? And what I believe God is specifically saying here is that you are in a season of enlargement. And what does that mean, enlargement? If you think of a woman when she is expecting a child, for the first few months, there's not any sign that that woman is expecting. She'll tell you that she's expecting, but we just go by her word. We don't have any proof that there's a baby in there other than a blood test. We can't see naturally with our eyes if there's a baby there. It's only in time that we see it. And I feel like some of you have been struggling. You've been in a season where you're waiting and you're saying, God, how long? How long, Lord? How long before change? How long before what we're groaning for in our spirit for it to happen spiritually? How long before we can lay hold of that end time harvest? How long before we can see those things that we've had faith for, those things that we've believed for, those things that the intercessors have cried out for, and even the dancers have danced for in intercession? You know, that whole desiring and wanting and calling out to God, whether you're using words or it's just something kind of simmering in your spirit, you know, just on the back burner, just we're waiting and wondering. And I feel like God is just saying that, you know, just to give you clarity, this is a time of enlargement. Now, what happens during that season? There's a lot of stretching. It's like taking out this tent peg here and pulling it over here and hammering that tent peg in. Then you've got to take the outside of the tent and you've got to pull it and you've got to stretch it to fit over this peg in order to be enlarged, and so on it is in our spirit man, in our spiritual womb where God plants his seeds that he waters and he grows. So I feel like that's what God is doing. And in the season of waiting, it's that time when God is stretching and he's moving that tent peg. Wherever you're at, whatever level you're at, wherever you're at in God, regardless, he's taking that and stretching it in order to make room. What's he making room for? Why do I need to be enlarged? For what? Is it just for a nicer worship service? Is it just so I can feel the presence of God in a greater dimension? Or is there something deeper? And I believe that God is wanting to enlarge us to make room for him. Are we not carriers of the glory of God? I just say, God, I just want to be a carrier of your glory wherever I go. In spite of me, in spite of my weaknesses, and in spite of my mistakes, I want to carry the glory. We're like, you know, the Ark of the Covenant. It's almost like we're like the Ark, in a sense, that we are carrying the glory. If the same Spirit that rose Christ from the dead dwells in me and dwells in you, are we not carrying the glory? The very Spirit of the living God dwells in me, dwells in you. So that makes us carriers of his glory. But there's more. And he is enlarging your spiritual womb individually and as a congregation. I see it so clearly, just this healthy womb. And you know, wombs are very strong. They can carry like 10 and 12 pound babies in there. And it's just flesh and blood. And think about spiritually what God is doing. If you can think of this as like a big basket or a big, you know, canvas, strong canvas bag, a big womb where God puts in his desires and he puts in his spirit and the things that are deep hidden in his heart. And he puts it in each one of you according to your gifts and according to the measure of grace that he has given to you. That is an awesome thing. And the thing about the enlargement is it's a season of waiting. And I want to pinpoint waiting. And let's turn to some scriptures. If you have your Bible. Just quickly, let's look at Isaiah chapter 64. Isaiah 64, verse 4 says, "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God besides you who acts for the one who waits for him." Wow, God acts for the one who waits for him. There's a lot of scriptures about waiting in the Bible. There's so many. And there's another one I want to look at as well. Just turn back to Isaiah chapter 40. Is one that you'll recognize. Excuse me. Even the youths faint. Sorry, 40, verse 30 and 31. Says, "Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but those who wait on the Lord." What happens when we wait on the Lord? "We will renew our strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." You know, this morning I was looking out my window. Do you guys have eagles here? Do you have eagles? Okay, I don't know if I've ever really seen. I think I saw one once when we were in India. I live in Toronto, so we don't have eagles that I know of there. But I was looking out my window, and I saw these birds. I think they were eagles. They were, yeah? Big. But they were quite far away, and I was watching. They were up on the hill. And I was watching them just soaring. I mean, it wasn't windy out, but here's these magnificent birds. And this guy, this bird, was not tired. He must have gone for 15 minutes, and he was circling around. He just caught one of the winds of something, because it wasn't windy out, but he was just going round and round. I was watching. Do you know he didn't flap his wings once? I was watching him. When he's going to flap his wing? When? Not once in that whole length of time, and he just circled around and around with ease. And this is what the scripture is talking about. Renewing our strength and mounting up with wings like eagles. The wings like the eagles can carry that eagle for a long time without effort. So the ease of being in the presence of God and being carried on his wings, because why? we're waiting on the Lord. Now, who likes to wait? Yay! I've discovered that the Christian life is all about waiting. Because after you wait and wait and wait, and then the thing comes to pass, you're already on the heels of the next wait. So really, I think we should just accept that and get over it and just go, okay, it's waiting. This is in Uganda, they say, hurry up and wait. Everybody says, hurry up and wait when you're waiting for a bus or to go anywhere. It's hurry up and wait, because that's what you do most of the time. I'm not a big waiting fan. I like, you know, instant now, yesterday. I'm still learning. It's still difficult to sit down sometimes and be still, especially with all the technology and life is... Did this year go faster than last year? It's such a season of acceleration in the natural and in the spiritual. Things have just, like, triple time. Things are going like crazy. And it's not because I'm getting older. I know. Because I talk to younger people and they say the same thing. It's true. Like Pastor here. He's a lot younger than me. I'm in a hard time here. So this whole thing about waiting, you know, the thing about waiting that I want to encourage you about, there's three things that happen when we wait. One of the things that happen when we wait is anticipation. Now, that anticipation and excitement is what I felt when I came in here. It's like the delivery is going to happen, the baby's going to come soon. You know, it's that whole excitement that, wow, this church is vibrant. I didn't know what to expect, and it was great hearing David Crowder, first worship song. Yes, I didn't expect to hear that either. All the things that I love back in Toronto, and your worship, by the way, was just wonderful. Thank you for that. The anticipation and the excitement that comes in waiting. So there's a season of that thrill in the waiting. I'm waiting for something, like waiting for Christmas or waiting for my birthday, waiting for that special occasion to open that gift. And then there's also a